From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the testamentary trustee and the ninth successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad. He was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha alayhi salam. Scholars, jurisprudents, narrators of traditions, and learners of wisdom and sciences came to Imam al-Jawad to drink from the pure fountain of his sciences and cultures. Jurisprudents have reported much from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam concerning the various verdicts of the Islamic Sharia, worships, mu'amalat, the different business dealings, and other branches of jurisprudence, and all have been recorded in the encyclopedias of jurisprudence and hadith.
Parts of Ziyarat texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. In one such dialogue, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was asked about the names and the attributes of Allah. Some philosophers and theologians had gathered around and had asked the following question from the esteemed Imam. They asked, "Tell us about the exalted Lord. He has names and attributes in his book, the Quran. Are these names and attributes equal to Allah?" Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied, "If you say that the names and attributes are a divisible thing that separates and or unites, then it is not possible to say that Allah is united, nor is he many or few, but rather Allah is the God in his essence, and whatever other than the one is indivisible, and Allah is the one that is indivisible." and whatever other than the One is divisible, and Allah is the One that is indivisible. Allah is not thought to be many or few, much or little. Every divisible thing is thought to be many or few and is a creature that has a creator. You're saying that Allah has power over all things means that nothing at all fails Allah. Allah is not said to be unable, but all other than Allah are unable. And also you're saying that Allah is aware means that you deny ignorance from Allah and ascribe ignorance to all other than Allah. And if Allah annihilates things, He annihilates graphs and spellings. He does not end and still exists who has still been aware. In this beautiful dialogue and this description of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam regarding Tawheed and Islamic monotheism, we truly begin to fathom the great amount of knowledge and wisdom and depth that Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam has. The depth is so profound that sometimes, despite reading or listening to the statements of the divinely appointed Imams, we are still left amazed and bewildered, for we truly do not understand the depths of what is being said. But we do understand that Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam has taught us that according to Tawheed and Islamic monotheism, Allah is indivisible. Allah is the all-powerful. Allah is the all-aware. And all negative attributes and qualities are far away from Allah. And it is Allah who is the one and only God. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth Imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let us go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. Al-afaf. Zinatul Faqr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, people go through different phases in life. People are tested in different ways. And one of the situations that many people would face is poverty, faqr. But even in being poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look for the beauty in poverty. And what is that? Al-afaf. Al-afaf basically can be translated as contentment. Contentment is the beauty for poverty. And if you look at this concept, you will see that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if He restrains the circumstances of a person on a financial, economic level, that is also a way of test and trial for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to see, is there afaf there or not? And what is afaf? It means to live within our own means and not to give in to the desires so that we will be tempted to go and seek the means which are haram. And this is something, you know, praised by the Imam where he says, Al-afaf zinatul faqr. If a person is faqir, he is in need, but he is able to content himself, you know, live within the means of his resources and not do things which are haram, then that is itself a zenith for him.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.